local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go, 12:10, almost 12:11 on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9, Corey Hargith here with you for another edition of your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. It is the second week of the month, so that means we got Robin Doulas here from the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Robin?
I'm doing good, Corey. How are you?
Well, so far so good. Still,
so far,
you know,
it's early.
Recovering from the time change still,
yeah.
I think.
Well,
I don't know.
I know.
That's my excuse anyway.
We can
get away with that all week, can't we?
I think we can.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Okay, go for it.
It's worked so far.
And we've got a full studio here. We'll get to them in just a little bit. But what's that?
My backup singers?
Yeah, sure. Why not? They don't know it yet. But
no, no. That was
again,
a surprise.
They walk in here thinking that they're not going to be saying anything.
Oh,
good luck with that.
Yeah, no. That's not how
that's
we roll.
Not how
here.
This game
no,
works here.
Not
you
so
could
much.
Ask several other people that they try standing in the corner. No, not when you're with
nope,
me. That doesn't
nope.
happen that way. But let's just start with some of your updates, because as always, you got plenty of things happening in Waseca.
There's lots of things. You know, sometimes I look at it and I went, wow, there's a lot of things going on. So this is kind of fun. This is new. So Pleasant Grove Pizza Farm. I'm not exactly sure what this is called, but they're doing a wood fire pizza and craft beer pairing. So this Thursday at 5:30 and this Sunday at noon, and it's out at the pizza farm, and it's a 21 plus event. So you have to be 21 to do all those things. And just to sign up, just get a hold of the pizza farm. It sounds kind of cool. Their pizza's really, really good.
I was going to say you had me at the wood-fired pizza.
Yes, so the wood-fired pizza. That'll do it every time. Every time. And, of course, I think instead of February and March, we should just say it's bingo month.
There you go.
Always bingo month. So, yep. So we have, look at that. This Friday at Katie O'Leary's, it's the Pot of Gold Bingo. So, kicking off St.
Patrick's
Day.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know if you have to wear green, but it probably wouldn't hurt.
I would highly recommend it.
Probably. Luck of the Irish and all those things. So, that's kind of a fun thing to do. We're winding down the Winter Farmers Market at Farm America this Saturday and the 28th. I think of the last two. I think they might have thrown an extra one in there right before Easter, though, so you'd have to check that out. But those have been going really, really well. They've had a lot of vendors, a lot of really cool things that are happening out there.
Yeah, and you say wrapping up the Winter Farmers Market,
winter
because then
farmers
they'll get ready
market.
To move back out to the fairgrounds.
Yep, and typically they start the fairgrounds about May.
Yeah,
so
well,
yeah,
that's going to be here
and
before we know it.
That's going to be here super, super fast. So yeah, so there's that. And again, we talked about this before, but I know your favorite thing is puzzles, Corey.
You got to keep bringing this up, don't you?
I have to. I just can't let it go. I think we might have one at the fair this year, too. So I think I'm going to sign you up, whether you like it or not. I'm just going to do it.
Well, good luck with that.
I'll find you.
We'll just tell Kubot he's doing it.
Oh, there we go.
So
he'll
conveniently have it on the day when he's there. How about
I will
that?
Try to have it okay. on that Friday, and I'll just say, hey, I need you to come over here.
I don't know. He might be in the back listening to us, and he might have just heard me volunteer him, and I don't care.
That's okay. It's okay, Brad. I'll be there. Don't worry. But the next Pizza and Puzzle at Farm America is March 14th. Saturday.
Would you look at that
again,
this weekend?
There's a lot of things happening this weekend.
Yeah.
It's a busy, busy weekend. But that, again, and I think they sell out every single time.
Well, that's awesome.
It's great.
Obviously, it's an event. It's working.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. I think they've done it different places around, you know, around our area, too. And it's always seemed to go really, really well.
Yeah. And all of this coming off of, we got to talk about Slay and Cutter, too.
Yes.
You know, when was the last time we had actual snow coming down on the day of the parade?
That was the coolest thing. It was beautiful. The pictures and just seeing the people out there, it was amazing. And it was like that big snow globe snow.
Yeah,
so it was
exactly.
like it was just really pretty, and it wasn't super cold. And
I mean, driving really around cold. In it later, not so much. But
well, not
anyway.
So much. But during the parade, yeah, I don't remember the last time it snowed like that. Jim, when was the last time it snowed like that?
Long time.
That's the correct answer,
that
Jim.
That is the correct answer. That's a good thing to do. Good thing to do. Obviously, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So at the mill this Saturday, you know what it is. It is the Irish American Club of Southern Minnesota presents. I wrote it black and white, so it's the whole Irish thing. You
oh,
know?
Okay.
It's the 58th annual celebration.
Wow.
So this is, it's very cool. They have stuff all the way from 10 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m. Crowning of Mr. and Mrs. Emerald Isle and the Grand Marshal. And then at night, crowning of Miss St. Patrick and the Miss Irish Rose Queen pageant. So many things to do in the end. There's bingo, there's dinner, there's lunch, there's all sorts of things. So you definitely want to check that out. It's always such a good time. So much fun. And there's so many people. And you love because everybody's in green and they have all their Irish things on their face. I'm only a little bit Irish, so I'm a tiny bit. Tiny
come on,
bit.
When it comes to St. Patrick's Day, everybody's
well,
a
yeah,
little bit Irish.
That's true. That's true. So yeah, that's gonna be a big deal. Gearing up for that. It's just like I said, it's always so fun and there's always a ton of people that go.
And
so.
It doesn't seem like we should be at that time of the year already.
No, it doesn't.
All honesty.
I know. It's crazy. And it's state tournament time, so we have that too.
We were talking about that earlier for other reasons.
Other reasons.
You know, we will say congratulations to the Waseca Blue Jays last night.
Absolutely.
Big win there.
Very cool.
Mr. Russell, once again.
just keep putting them in.
51 points last night?
I think so.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But so I'll throw in the plug now because they will play again tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear that on our sister station, Crew Country 90. With Don White and Dale Cuyat on the call for that one.
They're so fun to listen to.
Oh, I know.
I love it when they just get all riled up. They're so much fun. We have so much fun listening to them. So, yeah, that was great. That was a fun game to listen to. I only caught part of it, but it was really fun to listen to.
Yeah, same here. But it's, you know, you get another chance.
There we go.
Night.
So make sure you tune in.
All right. So we should probably get to our break here because we went too long. Imagine that.
Oh, big surprise.
I know. Exactly. We do it every single time. But we will have more of your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank right after the break here on Cowles 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cowles 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go with more of your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank on Cowles 100.9. Corey Hargith here back in studio with you. We got Robin Doulas here with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. And as you said right off the top, we got a full studio here today,
we
which is
do.
Always fun.
It is
so,
always fun.
You want to introduce your first guest? How about that? Because we're going to do this in two parts.
We'll do it in two parts.
Okay.
So I also have with me today have representatives from the Waseca Area Neighborhood Food Shelf because it is Food Share Month.
Yes, it is.
So they're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I'd like to thank everyone ahead and in advance for what you do for us. You feed quite a few people. You may not realize it, but you do. And I'd like to thank the Boy Scouts ahead of time, too, the Food Drive Month. As Boy Scout food pickup at people's doors, this is the 21st. So please give all you can to help our community out.
All right.
Yeah, it's great. And I know that there's posters all over town, and I know that there are food collection boxes at different places around town. I know the hospital was doing one, for sure, because I had talked to a representative there. And I think there's a few more. I'm not exactly sure where they are.
I'm sure they're all over the place.
But they're all over, but the signs, I mean, the campaign they came up with this year, just the graphics and stuff is pretty cool. So yeah, just, you know, take a couple extra minutes or when you're at the store, buy a few things. A food shelf can always use, you know, year round, so many things. And cash is good too. You can go farther than
yeah.
You know,
I was just gonna say the cash goes further because you guys can get it at what's the right wording? More like bulk pricing sort of thing.
Wholesale.
Yeah, there we go. That's the word that I'm looking for. But and the key point to hit with Food Share Month, it's just kind of a statewide program that's kind of put on every year.
Yeah.
Just because donations tend to start dropping off about this time of year, right?
Yeah, and increase our clients are exceeding more and more every day.
Yeah, so unfortunately, the number of clients aren't dropping off. It's increasing. So you got to have more of that quantity coming in. That's what it comes down to.
Last year, we gave out over 200,000 pounds of food.
Wow. That's amazing. The need is really, really there. And we are fortunate to have the Neighborhood Service Center in our community and the volunteers that spend their time and give their time to do that because it takes a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of work, a lot of behind the scenes work that you don't realize, but it's hugely important. So, yeah, it's and you need to go check out the Neighborhood Service Center. They've totally I don't know if reconstructed, but I mean, it's like given a
revamped.
Huge,
how about that?
Revamped. There's the word. A huge facelift. You know, it's amazing. You walk in there and literally you can find pretty much anything you need in there. And everybody's so helpful. Yeah, I've been in there a couple times and they've done a lot of work. So, yeah, definitely get in there and check it out and, you know, donate.
Because yeah,
the need
and
is definitely
where
there.
Is the food shelf located? It's not in the same building as the service center, right?
It's connected to the same building.
It is. Okay. That's
yep.
Yeah.
Because it was across the street there at the old
right.
Eagles there for a number mm-hmm. of years, wasn't
it's
it?
It's just west of the connected
okay.
to the west there.
Well, there you go. Kind of all on one campus, Don.
Yeah.
You can make it a one-stop shop, quite literally. Yep.
You totally can. You
that's
totally
awesome.
Can. So definitely get there and check it out because, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so help your local food shelf because there's probably a lot more people that are utilizing than what you realize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
On a daily basis.
Falls on hard times.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Later.
Yep, and
absolutely.
It's great to have that resource there that people
yes.
are ready to help and that they're able to help. So.
No yeah. child should go hungry.
Absolutely.
Yep,
that's a very great point to make.
Yeah, so definitely do that.
I'd love to keep talking about this. We got another guest to
we
get
do.
To, and
we do.
We've only got a few minutes to get there. So
yeah, I've got Jess Klinger. Jess is one of our board members at the Chamber, and we have this super fun community event coming up that she's going to tell us about.
All right, it's your turn now.
All right. Friday, April 10th, we are having Comedy Sports out of Minneapolis come down and do a roadshow in Waseca at the Starfire Event Center.
That will be really cool.
Super cool.
Night of fun and laughter.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I already know I've got something else on my calendar that night that came up.
Oh,
so
Corey. Oh, Corey.
That's the one thing I know
it's
for sure
right.
at this
I
point.
Suppose.
But so, yeah, let's just talk some more details on what folks can expect for this.
So Comedy Sports is an improv fast-paced comedy played as a sport. So there's two teams, and then there's a ref, and they take audience suggestions and participation to create the comedy.
Okay, that is really cool.
Super family-friendly.
Yeah, turned it into a competition. That's the
yes.
part behind it.
Super, super fun.
I think we've all seen improv in one way or another. I mean, what do you think we do in here every
day? Every day, all the time.
But where can folks go if they want to learn more about that? Because we're running very short on time here.
Tickets can be bought at the Waseca Chamber.
All right.
Yep. I think that's pretty much all we got.
I think...
did we actually do it this time?
Yeah. I actually have a few seconds here to wrap this thing up, believe it or
that
not.
That has
Robin.
Never happened,
no,
Corey.
I don't think it actually has
I didn't
in
know
over
if
a year of doing this.
That out. I don't
but,
know.
But, yeah, we do have to get running here because we do have your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review coming your way in 3.5 minutes, right on the dot, at 12:30. And then, sorry, not sorry, you're stuck with me all afternoon. I'll be back with you
all
just
afternoon.
A little after 1 o'clock for your Midday Move brought to you by Simple Move. We'll get it all started with your dad joke of the day. So if anyone has any good jokes, we'll take those off the air from you, by the way. That's brought to you by Wayne Nord Wetmore. Then I'll hang out with you until 6 o'clock here tonight. But we got to get going. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank on Cows 100.9. I'll talk to you in just a bit.